time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of John, John chapter 12. We're going to begin reading with verse 36, and we'll read to the end of the chapter. While you're looking that up so that you can read along with me, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today. It's a wonderful time to come to study the Word of God together, as always it is to study the Word. John chapter 12 now, we'll begin reading with verse 36. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not. He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receives not my words hath one that judges him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Father, I thank you that we can come and enjoy this time together. Wonderful, Lord, that you have given us your living word. Now help us to see each and every part that we need for our lives, whether it be salvation, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe it's time for us to begin a work that you have for us and we have neglected to do so. Whatever it may be, Lord, touch our hearts, move us towards you so carefully, and please that we be busy in searching your word, studying your word, and doing your will. Now please guide and lead us, Father, now as we enjoy this precious time together. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin John chapter 12, verse 36, While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Now as we begin here, back to the light. When we were up in the verses a little bit above that, we have concerning being lifted up. We talked about that in verse 34. Verse 35, Then Jesus said to them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest the darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goes. While ye have light, believe in the light. Now it's so important that when you have the light, ye believe in the light. Now this light has come before you. This light is shown upon you as I proclaim the word of God, and you begin to feel a conviction of your sin, begin to understand that I am lost, I need a Savior. That's that light. As the evil is done in darkness, good is done in the light. When the light comes in, the darkness will leave. the evil will leave. And so when Jesus Christ comes in, because he is the light of the world, he brings salvation, forgiveness of our sins. He sets us free. He sets us on a life of righteousness, and he gives us eternal life. Now, when we looked at this light once before, I would like to go back and repeat that very quickly. It will not take very long, and I want to do it so you can for sure see without a question concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you'll go with me to John, and this is where we ended up last time, John chapter 1. We have John chapter 1, and we're going to read from verse 4 through 9. John chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. This is speaking of Jesus Christ. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. As he came to this wicked world, this dark world, he brought a light to it, of the light of Jesus Christ, the light of righteousness. And we must come to the Lord Jesus, confess our sin, and come to him as our, asking him to be our Savior, and he is faithful to save us. It is wonderful to be a child of God and to come to the Lord Jesus. But we find here that he is the light. And so you are in darkness if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know him personally as your Savior. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Please that you come to Jesus Christ today and believe in your heart. He tells us in the sixth verse, John chapter 1 verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. John came to show us and bring us to the Lord Jesus that all men through him might believe. That was the purpose. The ministry of John was to bring people to Jesus. It tells us again in verse 8 now, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We must come to Jesus Christ. We must be saved today. Please that you recognize that light. Turn quickly, John chapter 3. 17 through 20. Now, we read these last time. I just wanted to read them once again very quickly. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deed should be reproved. That's the reason people don't come to Jesus today, is because they don't want to change. They want to walk the same walk they've walked. They want to talk the same talk they've talked. And they don't want to change. They don't want to have eternal life. They don't want to please God. They want to please self. I ask that you turn from that way and turn to Jesus. Now, let's go to John chapter 8. All in the book of John. John chapter 8, verse 12. If you've been with us through the whole study of John, you remember we've been through these verses once before. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If you come to Jesus Christ and walk after him and follow him, you will have what the Scripture tells you, and that is in verse chapter 8, verse 12, but shall have the light of life. And that's what you need. You don't have life at all without Jesus Christ, without you coming personally to him. Please that you trust in him today. Now, once again, back in verse 35, John 12, 35, Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. And I'm asking you today to come while that light is shining. Come while you're feeling and being drawn to the Lord Jesus. Come, stop looking at other ways. Stop trying to make excuses for why you won't come to the Lord Jesus. Come to Jesus today while the light is shining. Walk while the light, while you have the light, lest darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. There is a time when Jesus will stop calling. if you would come to church here and you'd come and you'd listen and listen and listen and listen, you think, well, one of these days, every week Larry preaches the gospel, so one of these days I'm going to trust in Jesus Christ and come to him as my Savior. One day I'll do that. Well, it's not up to me when that call of God will stop. Yes, you can promise, you'll be guaranteed that I will preach the gospel and that you will hear how to be saved. But there's going to be a time when you sit there so long and reject Jesus Christ, there's going to be a time it's going to be over. It's going to be finished for you. Now, the one sitting next to you, maybe the door will still be open for them. We never know. So that's the reason the Scripture tells us today is the day of salvation. Please come to the Lord Jesus today. It's wonderful to come to Jesus. It's wonderful to walk after him. Now verse 36 says, while ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things Jesus spake, and then he departed and did hide himself from them. Please that you look unto Jesus today. Please that you trust in him, that you'll become a child of the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is light. And so the only way we can live a righteous life in the eyes of God, the only way we can live a righteous life in the eyes of man, is to have Jesus in our heart. Everything else, everything that is separated from God, no matter how the act may appear, what we do, however it appears, it may appear very good, but because we do it upon our own will and our own power, it will become as filthy rags. Please that you come to the Lord Jesus. While you have light, believe in the light. Please come today. Do not tarry. Don't wait. Again, why would you not want to have Jesus Christ in your life? Why would you not want to have your sins forgiven? Why would you not want to walk and serve God, the Creator of the world? Why? Because you love darkness rather than light. So please, I ask that you come to the light. God's calling you. The light is shining. Please come. There will be a time that it will stop shining. Verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Miracle after miracle after miracle. Things that no man could do. He had to be God to perform such miracles. And yet they rejected it. And they looked aside. They looked the other way. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes, hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Jesus was present right before them. He was standing there personally. He presented himself to them as the Messiah. And yet they rejected him. I proclaim the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus every time we come together, whether it will be on Bible study on Sunday night, Bible study on Wednesday night, whether we come together to study the Word of God at any time, I proclaim the gospel and I proclaim it clearly that people can come and see Jesus Christ, have that light shine upon them that they may come. But many folks, many do not receive it. They reject it. They turn aside. It's so sad that anybody would make a choice, a decision to turn away from Jesus Christ. But yet they believe not on him. Watched, witnessed, experienced. They were right next to the one that got healed. And yet they still wouldn't come. They believe not. And if you'll go down to verse 40, it's in verse 37, yet they believe not on him. Verse 40 says, it tells us, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and that I should heal them. So they could not. Now, why does it say that? They believed not. The scripture says here in verse 40 that they should not see. He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. Does that mean some folks don't have an opportunity to be saved? Some folks will not come to the Lord Jesus? It means some folks will not come. But they will come not because God has not opened the door. They come because they will not believe. And God knew it. God told Isaiah. Isaiah proclaimed it. And as we look to the Word of God, we find that as we see back in the book of Isaiah, and you can find that in Isaiah 53 and Isaiah chapter 6, and as we look at those verses of Scripture, as he quotes them here correctly and clearly, you'll find that this statement was made some 700 years prior to the Lord Jesus Christ coming here to earth and walking upon this earth, being born of the Virgin Mary and come down and took on the body of a man. 700 years before that, God looked forward and he said, oh, it's so sad. It's so sad because the Jews, God's chosen people, they will listen, but they won't hear. They will see, but they're blind. They have the eyes to see. And if you take a person today and you can hold your fingers over your ears and kind of plug your ears to where you can't hear, you can close your eyes. And if you close your eyes, you could say to yourself that you're blind. Close your eyes and walk around through the house. How far do you get before you run into something? Just close your eyes. You're used to seeing, but now you close your eyes and you're blind. Well, spiritually, that's the condition you're in. You are spiritually blind. You're walking around blind. You have eyes, but you can't see. Now, what's the scripture tells us? He hath blinded the eyes, hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted. You hear me many times talk to you and tell you that you should come to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart. If you will not believe, there becomes a time when God will close your eyes to where you can't see. He will close your ears so you can't hear. And he will stop dealing with your heart so that you can't be saved. Why would you tempt God in such a way by not coming to Jesus Christ today? The scripture tells us that yet they believe not on him. Verse 38, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted. Listen to that. Be converted. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Be converted. Be born again. Isaiah is not saying that. Isaiah said they would not. Not that they could not be saved, but that they would not be saved because they would not believe. We know according to verse 32 of John chapter 12, verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. The work of drawing them to him, he draws us to him because we have nothing of ourselves that desires God. So he draws us so that we will take a look. And he will give us that look, that time. But what are you going to do about that time? What are you going to do about that opportunity of that light? Are you going to accept it, acknowledge that you're a sinner and you're lost, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Or will you turn away from that light? And again, Isaiah said they wouldn't. But that's not because at a time they could not, but that they would not. They would not come to Jesus Christ because they didn't like the light. They rejected the light. God was drawing them. They rejected the light. Don't ever forget Romans chapter 10, verse 13. We take the whole word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please that you look to that. Whosoever. But there will be a time that you will not be able to call upon him because you won't hear the call. You won't be drawn because there's a time that that will end. He hath blinded their eyes because they would not see. Not because they could not see, but because they would not see. God rejects them because they would not accept him. Do you understand? Will you please come to the Lord Jesus Christ today? It's so dangerous to hear the gospel and to turn away. And that's what you're doing. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that you may live. But you refuse to come by faith to him. You continue to turn away. You hear it, but you turn away. Please today, turn to him. Turn to Jesus Christ. It's just like all the time when I'm speaking to you that you're walking away. Will you turn? Because if you just take that response and turn to the light, Jesus Christ, he will save you. Please, turn to him. He gives you the power and the strength to do that. No man has that power, but God's drawing you. So it is the power of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that's touching your life right now and wants you to turn around. Go the other direction. Start walking. Begin walking towards God and stop walking towards the world. Turn away. It's a dangerous thing to hear the gospel and turn away. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you. Will you come to him? Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that saith, "By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross," or fat. Listen to this. "And their eyes are dull, their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they should have closed, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time," listen to that, "their heart is waxed gross," or fat, the scripture says, "their ears are dull of hearing." They have heard it so many times that they just stop listening. "Their eyes they have closed." When that call come, they looked, but they closed their eyes. "And should understand," they closed their eyes, "lest at any time," verse 15, the middle of verse 15, "lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and ears, for they hear." That's what he tells a believer. But how about you? Look at that sweet word. Look at that precious word. See with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart. Doesn't say one thing about the mind, does it? Please, so many people today think they're a Christian. They think they're a Christian, but they have not been converted because they have not turned to the Lord Jesus Christ with their heart. They looked and they heard, but they didn't turn. pleased that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful verse of Scripture. Let's turn to Acts 28. You'll find this very similar statement. Acts 28, verses 25 through 28. Acts 28, verse 25. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, Paul tells us, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, that they will hear it. You see, there was a time when Paul turned from the Jews, from his own people, from God's chosen people, and went out to us, to the Gentiles, to tell them, because they rejected, the Jews rejected the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. So you see, as the Scripture tells us here in John, there is a time when they will turn aside, and there'll be a time that the call of God will end, and in the Scripture here, the Scripture here once again, therefore they should not believe, because Isaiah said again, verse 39, verse 40 now, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. He wants to heal us. Will you please come to Jesus? These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. Some did come, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. We have two that we know of, and that's Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. They did, at a time, finally come forward because they asked for the body of the Lord Jesus after he was crucified. But they were of this group. They believed, but they didn't confess him before men because they loved the praise of man more than the praise of God. They were fearful. They were afraid of man. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Revelation 21, 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. My dear friend, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea came to the Lord Jesus. And yes, they wanted the praise of man more than the praise of God for a time. God forbid that you're that way. God forbid that I would be that way, that I would not stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and tell folks how to be saved. It's a fearful thing to think more of what men think of you than what God thinks. But if you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and not come to Him today, that's one reason people don't come. They're prideful. They're afraid of what somebody might say. Oh, my dear friend, will you please God? Don't worry about man. Please God. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that you may live. Will you accept that today? We read several verses where it speaks of the hearing, the seeing, and the conviction of the heart that you may be converted. Will you please come to Jesus Christ today and trust in Him? He died on the cross of Calvary. He rose again 3 days later. The beautiful gospel. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. Please trust in Jesus Christ today. My dear friend, what are you going to do? about Jesus.